Timmy Baltz here from MyFM in the MyFM newsroom, and we are speaking with Gananoque Town Councilor David Osmond. David, we had a very successful council meeting last night, the one and only meeting in August. A lot took place last night, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. I would say heavy. It's long. Lots of correspondence. I think meetings like last night are a good reason that I'm excited to get this project underway, where we can share information with residents in a timely manner, because it's a challenge to give people the opportunity to say, hey, who wants to read 265 pages of correspondence when they can listen to radio or something on social media and get a good idea of what's going on in their community in a minute or two?
Absolutely. I'm not much for reading, that's for sure. I'd much rather do this. We do have some questions from some of our listeners. Some have left their names, some have not. This first one comes from Pat Latimer, and I know there was a discussion about water last night. This one is, why is the water pressure diminished during the dinner hour? It is fine, except during this time frame, we pay dearly for good water service, and I feel this is less than satisfactory. I live on Garfield Street. I realize the dinner hour may be a peak time for water consumption, but perhaps the system we pay for is could be adjusted to compensate for this lack of water pressure. And any advice?
That's a good question. Such a good question. I don't really have an answer for it. I live on Garfield Street. I haven't noticed any changes in water pressure, unless maybe potentially there's something else going on in my own home. It could be interior plumbing. It could be a source coming in from the road. That's not something I've actually heard before. What I can do is I can send an email off to our folks at the water plant, and they may have some answers as to scenarios that may happen, and I can follow up with me directly, or I can post it on social media.
Alrighty, and we've got another one here coming from Cindy. She was wondering what the outside of the boards, or let's see here, let me read this again. Just a general question. This is in regards to the Canada 150 rink. Just wondering what the outside of the boards will have on them at the Canada 150 rink, and it may be good advertising for local businesses. Sell spots, businesses win, and it will make some money to help maintain the rink. Your thoughts?
I think that's a great idea, and I think those are some of the early conversations that we've had as well, where there's opportunities where you see in other communities that maybe we've missed in the past. To reach out to partners and local partners and provincial partners that recognize the importance of the new rink and may want to put some advertising on it. And we want to make sure that it still looks really, really nice. Assuming there's lots of opportunities for us to own what we want those advertisements to look like. So I think that's a great idea, and I think that's something we want to take advantage of both inside and outside of the facility.
And finally, this is another one regarding the 150 rink from Robin. How much money will it cost to pay for the 150 rink after the money raised is no more? And what will the annual cost be to taxpayers? And is the Township of Leeds and Thousand Islands helping with the costs?
Some of that information I'm not exactly privy to. I mean, one of the reasons is we haven't run it for a year, so some of it's going to be guesstimates. I do know that our manager of Parks and Rec was able to find a way to feed this system into our current system by upgrading our current system. So instead of having two ice-making systems, it's all going to run off of one. So that will be a little bit of a short-term pain for long-term gain. So it's going to be a much more efficient system. If we had to have two ice systems, I'm not sure the technical term, we would have had to hire potentially another person with an extra special ticket because of TSSA requirements, I believe. So we have done it in a very efficient manner. Those costs are going to be monitored. Again, back to the previous question, potentially there's some ways to get some financial support to help offset some of this cost of this facility. To my knowledge, the fundraisers have raised enough money to cover the rink as it's going to be now, without a roof, but glass boards, ice, everything up and going. The town did make some investment to our current operating facility to allow it to run both ice pads, but that facility was in need of upgrades anyway, so we just took it to the next level to make sure that it's going to be able to feed both rinks.
Well said. Well, David, we thank you so much for joining us, and I know you're a very busy guy throughout the day with what you do during the daytime, aside from being a council member as well, and we'll look forward to doing this again sometime down the road, and in the meantime, thanks so much for joining us here on our Meet the Counselor segment on MyFM.
Awesome. Thanks very much for the questions.